I have my caller online. Debbie?
Hi, Sue.
How are you?
It's good to be here.
Wonderful, wonderful. Listen, introduce yourself to the listening audience.
Hi, I'm Debbie Mandel, and I'm the author of Turn On Your Inner Light. And I am delighted to share some perceptions on how to shed stress and be happier.
All right. Well, listen, let me welcome you to the Sue B. Honey Women Day show. Now, I'm looking at it. It's published by the Busy Bean Group. All right.
We share that in common. And, Sue, I wear a bee around my neck.
All right, then. That's what I'm talking about. Listen, your book, let's talk a little bit about this. It says, Turn On Your Inner Light. This is fitness for the body, soul, and mind. Why turn on your inner light?
Well, you see, we all have an inner light, and sometimes it dims a little bit, and we need to cultivate it so it can come out and glow. And that's our happiness. That's our joy. And when we smile, we start to activate it, and we relay that to other people, and we get this great chain going, and we put something good into the world.
Okay. Because I read your book. My baby girl and I, we actually sit down at the table, and we were taking a look at this book because it was so had so many good things in it that caught our attention. But one of the things that really caught our attention, you were talking about anger. You know, when you were angry, you're only angry at yourself.
Right. The other people mirror what you have inside. So people who push your button are really things about yourself that you're angry with. And we have to learn to let it go.
Yeah, you called it walk away.
Yes. And you know what? Some people, when they work out or they try to get rid of anger, they run. That's very bad because it's dangerous. When you're angry, you're not in your right mind, and you're running in the road, you could get hurt, you could trip, you're racing your heart. I think we should walk it off and think it through clearly.
Because I know the book hits on you have a lot of different exercises in here, so we can take a look at those. Another thing that I, training to love yourself. You know, we have, with the world telling us that we should weigh a certain thing, and, you know, you should do this and you should do that. I mean, I know myself. I want to look good, okay? In order for me to look good, I know that I have to love myself first, okay? Now, when you said training to love yourself, can you talk about that a little bit?
I think that's great because we're getting close to Valentine's Day, and I want the listening audience to know that we have to be our own Valentine first. And I believe that women don't like themselves enough. Do animals love themselves, don't they, Sue? Do you ever hear an animal complaining about its size? No, we come in all shapes and sizes, and we are wonderful. And my book is about getting fit and healthy so we can have a good balance. And if you love yourself, you look better. We don't look better when we are frowning at ourselves. It's about the joy within. That's our inner light. And I think there are many things we can do to love ourselves. We can eat a rainbow diet, for instance, because that gives us all the phytochemicals, fruits and vegetables we need. And we need to eat and send a message to the body that we're nurturing ourselves. We don't want to eat on the run or not care. And I think it's important that we don't compare ourselves to other people. It's about who I am. I don't have to compare myself to an airbrushed magazine picture, do I?
No. Okay, how about the burnout? I'm burnt out. You know, what do I need to do when I become burned out?
Well, sometimes we need to take a little bit of a break to collect, like, water and get our energy going. And then we should learn new things. The best way to combat burnout is stimulation. You know, we grow old when we stop growing. And learning takes place at all times. People listening to the radio station learn. Something someone says to you outside can make all the difference in the world, a comment. So with burnout, I think we have to change it up. And if you're doing exercises for it and you're bored with your routine because your treadmill is going nowhere and you're biking nowhere, well, get into a sport, a team thing, go with a friend to a dance class, change it up.
Okay. Disappointment. So we all have a lot of disappointment in life, things that we thought should have happened. Maybe it didn't. I'm disappointed.
Well, if we're disappointed, sometimes it's because we have unrealistic expectations. We can't compare ourselves to what we once were, but we can jump from our last disappointment to our next success. We have to learn. We have to work on our limitations and build up on our strengths, and that's everything. Do you know what I say? I say fall up.
Okay. Money worries. Where